This is Casey Dolan with your local news for Wednesday, July 27th, 2022 on KPTZ 91.9 FM in Port Townsend, Washington. As if eastern Jefferson County is not hot enough, even higher temperatures are predicted for the remaining days of this week, with the South County bearing the warmest brunt of the heat. Jefferson County Public Health issued a press release advising residents to avoid the sun during peak hours if possible, 10 a.m. to 4 p.m., and to consider canceling outdoor activities in high-temperature locations. Observe all safety protocols and stay hydrated. Please be careful with your children and pets, neither keeping them in vehicles nor exposing them outdoors for periods of time. Cooling centers where the overheated will find an air-conditioned environment are at the following locations. Tri-Area Community Center in Chimicum, Tuesday through Thursday, 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. Quilcene Community Center, Tuesday through Thursday, 8 a.m. to 2 p.m. Brennan Visitor Center, Tuesday through Thursday, 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. Port Townsend Senior Center, Tuesday through Thursday, 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. Port Townsend Library, Tuesday through Thursday, 10 a.m. to 7 p.m., Friday, 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. Jefferson County Library in Hadlock, Tuesday through Thursday, 10 a.m. to 7 p.m. Washington's most recent and dangerous insect interloper gets a new name. The Entomological Society of America, ESA, has adopted Northern Giant Hornet for the species Vespa mandarinia in its Common Names of Insects and Related Organisms list. Previously, the hornet had been most often referred to as Asian giant hornet or murder hornet since its introduction in North America became widely known in 2020. The Washington State Department of Agriculture, WSDA, is following ESA's recommendation and will begin referring to Vespa mandarinia as northern giant hornet. As reported in the Peninsula Daily News, the newly adopted name was suggested by Dr. Chris Looney, who has been actively involved in WSDA's hornet research and efforts to eradicate northern giant hornet from Washington. The ESA's new official common names comply with insect common name guidelines, which include avoiding naming insects using geographic regions. WSDA entomologists have eradicated four northern giant hornet nests since they were first discovered in the state in 2019. The northern giant hornet attacks and destroys honeybee hives. A few hornets can destroy a hive in a matter of hours. The hornets can enter a slaughter phase where they kill entire hives by decapitating the bees. The hornets then defend the hive as their own, taking the brood to feed their own young. While they do not generally attack people or pets, they can attack when threatened. Their stinger is longer than that of a honeybee, and their venom, which contains a neurotoxin called mandarotoxin, is so toxic as to be potentially fatal. They can also sting repeatedly. State Route 112 near Clallam Bay will return to one-way alternating traffic from 7 a.m. to 5 p.m. through this Friday, July 29th, as part of the final efforts to restore the roadway after a massive landslide last November. Construction crews will install a new culvert, which will divert water from the hillside and redirect it beneath the roadway. They will also remove some remaining slide debris and repair the road. It is anticipated that the road will reopen to two-way traffic by the end of next week. And Alan Rawson, respected violinist, one half of the Rawson Duo with his wife Sandy, and resident of Chimicum, where he held over 200 concerts for 14 years, died last Wednesday in his home of heart failure. He was 68. KPTZ 91.9 FM broadcasts your local news Monday through Friday at noon and 5 p.m. and at noon on Saturday. You can contact us at news@kptz.org. I'm Casey Dolan, and I thank you for listening.